Charge of sales and marketing in the midst of the nine. Boy, it's fun to hear people shouting out where they're calling in from. We had folks from Vancouver and Ontario. We had folks calling in from Hawaii and New Jersey and Idaho and Michigan and Connecticut and California, Vermont and Florida and Colorado and Georgia and Virginia and Washington and New York and Indiana and Nevada, Utah, and I'm sure I missed lots and lots of other people, but glad to have you all listening in no matter where you're calling in from. And tonight we're going to be talking about boosting your belief. Before we do that, I want to make a couple of announcements. And let's start with an important announcement, which is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow night. We've got David Sandoval, our owner and founder, does his Wednesday night product call. So let's start with you, David. Tell us what we got in store for tomorrow night's call.
Oh, well, thank you, David, and thank you, everybody, again, who's taking time out of your important life to be part of this and to be part of our family. It's really exciting what's going on. I want to remind anybody, if you're not actively following us on Facebook, you really should do so. There's nothing I like better than communicating with all of you, sort of passively getting to see your pictures and hear your stories. But when I get to communicate with you directly is Wednesday. And Wednesday nights are our Meet the Owners calls. And I've sort of been the person who has been sort of dominating those calls because I used to do a radio show in New York, and there's nothing I like better than getting on the air and sharing some of my passion that I have for living foods, for green foods, for life. And so one of the coolest products we have was a product I created when I was on the radio in New York. And it was when Viagra had come out, and people said, you know, what do you think about Viagra? People were dying. I wasn't happy with it. I explained that, you know, impotency is a sign of not being healthy. It's not a sign that you should take a pill to reverse a certain activity. And so that's why people were dying. They weren't healthy enough for that activity. Anyway, I looked through my herbal pharmacopoeia, and it took me over a year to put together this formula. What I wanted to do is I wanted to find a product that would literally increase life force, chi, prana, that would raise the level of the energy and strengthen the body in a way that no product had ever done before, so that the body would feel as though it was capable of and willing to be reproductive. And so because of that, this product has come to be more revered by women than even men. And I don't mean because they give it to their husbands. I mean that women have found that they need what is in this product just as much or more than men. So we're going to explain that tomorrow night. We're going to explain why we're going to change the name, and we're going to try to ask for some suggestions after I explain to you the width and breadth of this amazing herbal product with herbs from every corner of the earth that are designed, again, to raise your life force, your chi, you know, virtually your prana, that type of energy. And it also has an amazing effect on your other energies that might be sexual, or maybe they're not. But nonetheless, it has a great effect on those influences in your body that make you feel strong enough to be reproductive. And that's all you're going to get from me tonight. Again, this is an amazing call that we have for you tonight. It's when we share stories and inspiration about what you can and will and have done. And so kick back and relax and enjoy it. I'm going to be with you tomorrow night. And until then, all the best.
Well, great stuff, David. And tonight's call is about boosting your belief. So, you know, I know that everybody on this call has a huge, huge, huge belief level in our products. But join us every Wednesday night. Listen to David, and your belief level will go even higher, which will help you to share the products and share the opportunity even more effectively. So before we get into the Boost Your Belief training call, let me make some important announcements. I'm going to be in Tucson, Arizona this Thursday night. Very much looking forward to it. It's going to be a 7 o'clock meeting at the Viscount Suites Hotel, and we've got an event flyer and even a little Eventbrite site that you can make your commitment that you're going to be there. And we're looking at lots of folks down in Arizona. And then next week, David Sandoval is going on the road to Fort Lauderdale on Tuesday, Tampa on Thursday, and then rounding out next week with a Saturday meeting, May 31st, in Stamford, Connecticut. So it's a great, great way to end your month. Whether you live in Arizona, whether you live in Florida, whether you live in Connecticut, I guarantee you know somebody in those states. and you know, make sure that you're taking advantage of it. We've got some great stuff going on around convention. We've been spending lots of time in the home office, continuing to add value and focus on the deliverables for conventions. So as fast as this company is moving right now, we are confident that roaring through the summer and into the fall is going to be amazing because of what we're launching at convention and also some of the special guest speakers we're going to have at convention. So be looking and listening for some more announcements as you start to get a better understanding of what's going to be happening August 8th through the 10th. So certainly hope that you're going to be there. We're running out of hotel rooms at the Hyatt. It's going to be your last best chance to be close to the venue where the convention's being held. It's a beautiful hotel, and we got a great price. So make sure you sign up for your convention tickets. Make sure that you get your Hyatt hotel room. And importantly, you can share that you're going to be at convention. We've got a little Twibbon campaign going on right now that's becoming very, very popular. So lots of stuff happening, and most of it is centered around our 10-day transformation. And so the last big announcement that I've got here tonight is wanted to recognize the winner of our transformation challenge for the month of April. And before I do that, and I haven't done this in the past, but understand that the way that we do our transformation challenge is a little different than most other companies. It's not the person that loses the most weight, loses the most inches. You know, all you need to do is lose at least 5 pounds and 3 inches to qualify. And I'll tell you, we had dozens and dozens of people, more than I've ever seen in any challenge, with the month of April, with people losing 10 and 12 and 15 and 18 pounds. It was really, really amazing. I want to give a special shout-out. He didn't win the Transformation Challenge, but I want to give a special shout-out to Anthony in Nevada, who lost 28 pounds and 9 inches in just 10 days. Amazing before and after photos. We'll put those up here pretty shortly. But the winner of our April challenge came from a different state, and that's one of the other things I love about this challenge is, boy, we've had winners from, I think, about 12, 13, 14 different states, plus Canada. And the winner of the challenge here in the month of April comes from a different state. We've never had a winner from the state of Utah. This gentleman lost 17 and a half pounds, 6 inches, and his name is Kari Moss. Kari, are you on the line?
I am. John said I should better be on here. I had no idea why.
Well, good. Well, we love to surprise our winners, and I'm glad you were surprised, and I'm glad you're on the call. So tell us a little bit about your 10-day transformation.
Oh, it's great. I started April 4th. I had ordered my product, got it, and started April 4th, ended April 14th, and it was incredible. By day 2, I thought, this is too good to be true. I'm not hungry. I'm losing weight, and it was just, I thought, I've got to share this now. I can't wait until my 10 days is up. So it's been a great, it's been a great journey. And,
fantastic.
I appreciate John Altshuler and Pamela Brown, who introduced me to this product. I just thank them every day, every day.
Fantastic. Anything else you want to share about your product experience as far as, you know, how it made you feel or what it changed in your body or your life?
Well, I had a rough time on day 6. That was my only bad day. And, but a little 20-minute nap did me, and I was fine. And the rest of the time after my transformation, the energy level has been incredible. And, man, I appreciate this. Thank you.
Well, excellent. Well, you're going to win a 4-day, 3-night trip to David Sandoval's Native Springs Oasis Retreat. I just came back from there earlier this month with our Blue Diamonds, and it is a special spot. It's a magical spot. David really opens up his home. And I don't know, David, are you still on the line? It sounded like he was going to bounce off. I know he had a lot to do tonight, but I'll tell you what, it's really a you know, special opportunity to you know, David cooks. And there's just lots of opportunities for fun. You know, you'll probably go rafting. You'll probably do some hiking in the sequoias. And, there's an infrared sauna. He brings in a massage therapist. And so our next retreat is actually next month. We pay for the travel as well as, your ground transportation, your food, lodging, and everything. So We will connect with you here later this week, Kari, and see if you can make it to this retreat in June. And if not, certainly we'd like to host you sometime later this year. So congratulations, and thanks for being a fantastic transformer and sharing the good word.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Good enough. Well, if you could hit mute or star six, that'd be fantastic. We put you on the speaker line even though you didn't know that, so appreciate it. Well, good enough. Not only is he a great transformer, he can follow orders very well, too. So it's good to appreciate you, Kari. So, you know, very exciting time for everybody. You know, anytime, any day, any week, you can join our Transformation Challenge, no matter how many times you've done it. There's always an opportunity to do it again. And, you know, with swimsuit season coming up in the summertime, people are, you know, out and about more, wearing less clothes, and, you know, you just want to be lighter and fitter, and it's a great opportunity and a great excuse for you to do a transformation, and potentially you can win an all-expenses-paid trip, just like Kari did. So let's talk a little bit about boosting your belief, and I believe that influence, whether it's influence with a prospect, or whether it's influence with a spouse, or whether it's influence with a friend, or whether it's influence with your downline or your upline, any sort of communication that involves influence really is a two-step process. And the first is believe, and the second is instill belief. Believe and instill belief. Let's look at something that has nothing to do with business, nothing to do with our company. And let's say that you and a friend want to go out to a restaurant tonight, or you and your spouse want to go out to a restaurant tonight. If your belief level is that you're going to have a better time, a better experience, more fun, better food at restaurant A, and your friend says, no, let's go to restaurant B, but your friend or your spouse says, let's go to restaurant B, but your belief level is, oh, my gosh, we've got to go to restaurant A. It's got the best food and the best this. Suddenly, your ability to communicate, the ability to instill belief that going to restaurant A is definitely in everybody's best interest, is just much, you're just much more effective. And so, really, all that we do in communication and influence is centered around belief. So if you're having challenge instilling belief in others, which is step two, go back to step one, which is belief. And the more you believe, the more belief that you have in our industry, in our company, in our products, in our events, in our system, in yourself, the more money you're going to earn. And it's that simple. The higher your belief level and the less limiting factors that you have in that belief is going to help you to be successful. So let's talk a little bit about your belief level in certain parts of the business. And let's talk a little bit about what your limiting beliefs might be and how you can get around that. And so understand that there's a cycle that occurs between belief and action. So you start out believing something, and let's use the 10-day transformation as an example. You start out believing that you could have a good experience on the 10-day transformation. You believe that enough to try it. You might be skeptical, you might not be sure, you may have tried other diets before, but you believe enough to go ahead and pull out your credit card and get a transformation. And then what happens is you take action when the product comes, and you begin the transformation. And by day 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10, you feel amazing. Your digestion is better, your energy is better, you're thinking more clearly, you're just losing weight, your clothes are fitting better, and now your belief level is way higher. It's way higher. And so what happens is then you're willing to take another action. And that action is you're willing to share your experience with other people. And so the more that you believe, the more that you're willing to take action. And so that cycle occurs over and over and over and over again. And every time that you have a belief that is validated, you're willing to take more and a bigger action. And hopefully you're celebrating and promoting that success of that action. And every time that you believe something and you take an action and it doesn't work out like you thought, then you just need to learn and adjust. And so if you think about your life as belief and action, belief and instilling belief, belief in making something happen, and if that thing that you made happen worked and worked well, then you want to incorporate it in your life, you want to celebrate it in your life, you want to promote it in your life, and if it didn't work, then you want to learn and adjust and figure out how to do it better. Not give up, but adjust what your action is, not necessarily your belief. So I think this is a great exercise for you to do. And if you can do it live while we're on the call, that's great. If not, you know, write these things down and do it later. But what is your belief on a scale of 1 to 10 in regards to the Tyrion products? What is your belief in the scale of 1 to 10? And there may be some products that are different numbers than others. But think about that. What is your belief in our business opportunity right now, as far as what's going on in our business and your belief that you can be successful and that other people that you bring into the business can be successful? And think about that. Really think about what your belief level is on a scale of 1 to 10. And now, importantly, think about what are your limiting beliefs. What are the things that concern you, that make you stop, that make you pause, that make you not lean forward when you think about sharing that? What is your belief level on a scale of 1 to 10 about the network marketing industry? And I'll tell you, I've had some amazing calls with some great networkers here recently because more and more we're attracting very talented networkers. And boy, the stories they share of their love for the industry and the freedom that it provides for them and how they've left the industry at times and gone back and tried to work in the workforce with a job or do some other things, and they always come back because of the freedom, because of the potential, because of the opportunity to meet people and help people and grow their lives. So believe me, network marketing can be a huge positive if your belief level and your understanding of what network marketing is positive. But if it's not, if your belief level is low, then what you're going to need to do is surround yourself with people who have had success. And that's why we love to share success stories, and that's why it's important for you to talk with people in your upline to find out what success looks like and feels like. And read books, and there are lots of great books about network marketing and why it's such a great business model. What's your belief level in yourself as an entrepreneur on a scale of 1 to 10? You know, many people just don't think of themselves as entrepreneurs. I know I used to own a spa, and I had some people who worked for me. They were massage therapists, estheticians, never formally trained as salespeople, and some of them immediately said, I'm not a salesperson. I can't be a salesperson. I don't like to sell, and they had all these limiting beliefs, and yet others were just much more open and much more coachable, and what they found was that selling was just sharing, and that their beliefs about what selling was different than what it really was. And so, you know, you may have some limiting beliefs about yourself as an entrepreneur and what you think being a successful business person is. And if you can't imagine yourself earning $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 in your heart of hearts every month, then it's going to be hard for you to do that. So when you have low belief, you have low action and you have a low check. So you need to think about it. What is slowing you down, and how can you get more information or surround yourself with somebody who can give you better information to get your belief level up to a point at which you're willing to stretch and do action? So this is a really important concept and something I learned from one of my favorite personal development trainers. His name is Martin Sheridan, and what Martik said is that it's impossible to get outside the box. You know, people talk about get outside of your comfort zone. And he said that's really a bad idea. You don't want to get outside your comfort zone. You want to stretch your comfort zone. You want to have enough vision and enough trust and enough belief to take an action that's beyond what you've taken before, but still within the realm of what you think is possible. Because once you get outside of your comfort zone, then you'll figure out a way to fail. You'll feel out of integrity saying something or doing something that doesn't feel true to you. So your goal as a person, not just as a network marketer or as a Curium member, your goal as a person is how can you constantly stretch your comfort zone so that your belief level can be higher so that you're willing to do certain things. So if you've never held a healthy happy hour before, the question is, what's holding you back? Why is your belief level at a point where you're unwilling to do something that clearly can help you be successful? Or if you've held a healthy happy hour, what's holding you back from holding one every week for 4 weeks? Because clearly that's a path that can help you to be more successful. Or if you've had success with healthy happy hours, but you've never promoted on Facebook, what's holding you back from learning about Facebook, opening up a Facebook page, or learning how to promote better on social media? Or if you've never invited somebody to a corporate event, you've never invited somebody, we've got an event coming up in Arizona and Fort Lauderdale and Tampa and Connecticut, what's holding you back from inviting people to those events? Because you'll be more successful if you do. So constantly be asking yourself, you know, what is holding me back? And so what you want to do as much as possible as you think about your belief level of the products and the business and the systems and the events and the industry and yourself as an entrepreneur is you want to lead with what your highest belief level is in. So if your belief level is highest in the products, that's a great place to begin sharing your enthusiasm because your belief level is high on the products. On the other hand, whatever your belief level is lowest at, that's what you've got to work on the most. You can't ignore it. You can't bury your head in the sand. If you're not confident, if you don't believe that the network marketing business model is a legitimate way to earn a great living and to have financial freedom, if you don't believe in that, then it's going to hold you back from sharing even the product side of things because you're going to be afraid that somebody's going to ask you that question. Is this a pyramid? Is this one of those MLM things? So what you want to do is lead with what your belief level is highest, but you want to work on what your belief level is lowest, and that you're going to rise to the level of your weakest link, and you're going to rise to the level at which you grow and personally develop. And so that's why the most successful leaders in this business try to keep things simple and work on a system, and yet, on the other hand, they're always working on themselves. They're always trying to figure out how they can do things better, and importantly, be better as a person, as a communicator, as a leader, so that they can continue to expand their belief above their team. Because not only is this belief action system relevant for you as an individual, this is a team sport. This is a business that's based upon helping others be successful. And it's very hard for you to instill that belief in your organization and downline that if your belief is not that high. So if your belief in network marketing is not that high, if your belief in our gift card marketing system is not that high, if your belief in our business opportunity is not that high, if your belief in any of those things is not that high, it's going to be hard for you to inspire other people, to lead other people, to get them moving in a direction that will be productive for them and productive for you. If you look at the most successful people, the greatest coaches, the people who can move people, you know, whether they're TV personalities or, you know, whatever it may be, even politicians, I mean, they have a way of having a belief about something, and maybe politicians are a bad example, but you know, they're coaches or superstar players that have a belief that the team is going to win, and they have a belief that if they do certain things on the court or on the field, that's going to make the difference to allow them to succeed, and so they have a way of willing their team and willing the other people around them to be better because they're so clear on what they believe, and they're willing to take the actions, not only on the field, but also on the practice field, to put in the time and put in the work to allow them to have the action that allows them to be successful. So believe and then create the action, and then you'll be able to instill belief in others, influence people, and have a successful business. So the beauty of our business is that if you look at our products, we have high-impact products. They're fantastic products that absolutely work. They're clean, green, and totally on point as far as where the market's moving. If you look at our business opportunity, hey, the success speaks for itself. We've, you know, quadrupled our business in the last 5 months. We're 20 times as big as we were 18 months ago. This business is moving fast, and it's only going to move faster. The business is working. Surround yourself with someone who's having more success than you, and you'll see what the possibilities are. This industry is fantastic. You know, the freedom that it offers is unlike anything out there. And so you just need to decide yourself as an entrepreneur and yourself in your life right now, what's important to you and how can you reprioritize your life so that you're investing the appropriate amount of time, the appropriate amount of energy to take that belief that you have and put it into action and do the activities necessary to invite other people to do the same. It's a perfect time to be doing it right now because this company is in a really, really special spot. So I'm glad that you're on the call. That shows that your belief level in these training calls is high. So that makes me feel great, and I'm always here to help build belief for anyone and everyone because my belief level in this company is amazing. My belief level in you and this team that we have and the field organization we have is really amazing. We're gonna do some amazing things here over the next 12 months, and for me, it starts in Arizona on Thursday night, and also tomorrow night with Dave Sandoval talking about the Super Male Formula. So I'll be on that call. I hope you are. I'll be in Arizona, and I hope you are, or at least you invite some guests, and keep your business moving forward one step at a time. Belief action, and good things will happen. So thanks so much for joining me here tonight, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody, and congratulations, Kari. Bye now.